Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. A look out the window is all that's needed to confirm that the air quality throughout the North Bay continues to be severely degraded by smoke from the spate of wildfires in Northern California this week. For those area residents who have respiratory illnesses, the air pollution is a serious health issue. But Jenny Bard, a spokeswoman for the American Lung Association in Santa Rosa, says the smoke can affect anyone.
The smoke is affecting even healthy people. We've had many complaints of stinging eyes, and we know that the smoke is forcing many residents to stay home due to breathing problems from the particles. It can affect people differently, but there's definitely a lot of people suffering right now.
Regardless of how susceptible you may be to the smoke, Bard says the best advice for everyone is to stay out of it as much as possible.
If they have to go outside, use a damp cloth to filter out particles in the air, particularly if they are sensitive to the smoke. This would be anybody with respiratory problems, including asthma, emphysema, and bronchitis. I know a lot of people are wearing masks just to protect themselves who are otherwise healthy.
Those simple dust masks, available at hardware stores, can be effective as long as they have a good seal around your nose and mouth. They're a good defense, Bard explains, because the most hazardous aspect of the wood smoke is the particles suspended in it.
Those smallest particles that are the greatest concern, because they can get inhaled deep into the lungs. So it's really important that, because of the growing body of knowledge that we do have about the serious health impacts of breathing particle pollution from smoke like this, we really want to avoid it as much as possible. So another tip I would suggest is, when people are in their cars particularly, to put the recirculate air on. That way it only recirculates internal air and doesn't bring in outside air.
Aaron Richardson, a public information officer for the Bay Area Air Quality Management Board, adds that these particles can be more of a health hazard than smog.
Smog is really ozone, and ozone is a lung irritant and an asthma trigger and can produce some short-term discomfort. Particulate matter has a number of the same qualities, and with particulates, you're also concerned about long-term exposure. In some cases, with prolonged high particulate levels, there's actually a higher mortality rate.
Right now, Richardson says, most of our region is experiencing air quality at the high end of what's called moderately polluted.
We are definitely seeing levels of particulate matter that are much elevated over what we would normally expect this time of year. We do see levels of particulates in the wintertime that can reach concentrations like this, but that's when people are burning wood in their fireplaces.
Those wintertime levels are typically concentrated in localized basins, not spread across the entire region. Richardson says the Air Quality Board is monitoring the pollution levels throughout the area and posting the results online.
We have about 8 or 9 stations that actually monitor for real-time particulate matter, and we're keeping track of what the readings are there.
The latest available readings are online at baaqmd.gov. Look under air status for air quality data. Meanwhile, Jenny Bard says we should continue taking those protective measures for another day or two.
It should get better by Friday. Hopefully the fires will be extinguished by then and the breezes will disperse the air pollution so that we'll start to be able to see those blue skies again.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.